Hello there, I'm Deb Knight, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Monday, the 15th of April, 2024. While the market might have been expecting losses after a poor Friday on Wall Street, that wasn't the only thing shifting the market, and we'll have more on that in a moment. The ASX 200 started lower and stayed there all day, eventually closing down 0.4% or 32 points to 7,755. Energy and material stocks bucked the trend of losses, with tech the worst sector. But while the threat of full-scale war in the Middle East has been bubbling away for more than half a year, the threat loomed very large over the weekend. Iran entered the fray with weaponry for the first time, firing missiles on Israel that didn't hit their targets, but certainly gave a signal of intent. Financial markets do not like any threat of war, particularly in an area so crucial to world oil supplies. The Middle East region provides around one-third of the world's oil production, so any threat to either production or the supply chain impacts prices. Already, the price of Brent crude oil has risen by $15 since December, taking it to above $90 a barrel. Iran sits amongst the OPEC group, producing over 3 million barrels per day of crude oil. But should supply dry up from Iran, there is hope that both the United States and OPEC would release more of their reserves, helping to prevent any wild fluctuations in oil prices. On the ASX, oil producers Woodside lifting 0.4% to $30.31 and Santos rising nearly 1% to $7.88. And we will take a deep dive into oil shocks and inflation concerns with David Bassanisi from Beta Shares tonight on Money News at 7pm or via your podcast feed. Away from the energy companies, there wasn't much green to be found, really, but a lift in iron ore prices did help the miners. Rio Tinto jumped 3.6% to $132.55. South 32 grew 4.6% to $3.44 to be around the best of the top 200. Aluminium prices rising helped alumina to grow by 6% on the day, while there were gains of more than 1.5% for Endeavour, IGO and Fletcher Building. NextDC's completion of a $1 billion capital raising for its data centres had put it in a trading halt, but shares fell 5% after opening up again. That wasn't the only loss in the tech sector, with WiseTech down 1.2%, Xero off by 1.7%, and Life360 falling 2.8%. And Star Entertainment dropped 4% as it prepares for the outcome of yet another public inquiry into its Sydney operation. On the currency markets, fears of a Middle East escalation sent the Aussie dollar lower over the weekend. $1 is now buying 64.9 US cents, 52 British pence, 99 Japanese yen, and almost 61 euro cents, as well as $1.09 New Zealand. The gold price remains high at US $2,375 an ounce. Iron ore futures have climbed to $112 US dollars a ton. And ahead of this week's halving, Bitcoin has dropped back, with one coin valued at $100,910 Aussie dollars. And just finally, you might love your four-legged friend, but would you be barking mad enough to splash almost 10 grand to have them travel with you? That's what one airline is banking on, with Bark Air being set up in the United States as a new airline dedicated to dogs and their humans. Pampered pooches will be doing it in style, with the airline operating flights on Gulfstream private jets, with both humans and dogs allowed in the cabin. For the jet-setting pet, they can expect to travel between New York and Los Angeles up to once a week and twice a month from New York to London. And if your best friend has been a very good boy or girl, they can expect to be given dog champagne, which is actually chicken broth, on arrival. You might think it's a bit crazy, but the pet industry is a big dog biscuit business. The global market is worth almost $250 billion, with people in the US contributing to around a third of that massive spend. Tonight on the show, I'll take a closer look at how Middle East tensions will impact oil prices, what the Bitcoin halving will mean for investors and miners, and we'll dig into the areas set to see big property growth this year. That's all at 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming, or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.